This is my son, the chosen one. Listen to him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. My dear brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, Lent, I really believe, is one of the most important seasons in the church's calendar, because during the season of Lent, the vestments are one of penance, purple vestments there, you see, and we are called upon, right on Ash Wednesday, we said, repent and believe in the good news. Or we might have heard, we are dust, and with dust we shall return. And every Sunday, or followed by the week, there is a very special theme, a special message. For example, last Sunday, the theme or the message was temptations. And just to recalibrate, you say about what? If Jesus, who was sinless, if Christ, who was the Son of God and Son of Mary, if he could be tempted, then what about you and me? And Satan tempts different people in different ways. He tried to tempt Christ by showing him wealth, prestige, power. And what did Christ say? You know, depart from me, you evil one. My dear brothers and sisters, temptations in themselves is not a sin. You know, just be aware of that. Temptations in themselves is not a sin. It's only when we delay in sending them out, it's a sin. And the devil tempts us, as I said, he knows our weaknesses. But remember what Christ said to Paul, and he says to each and every one of us, my grace is sufficient for you. Make no mistake about it, mighty people. God's grace in Christ is much more powerful and efficient than any saint or Satan there. So just remember that, you see. Just like we say, failures are stepping stones to success. Temptations in themselves are stepping stones, you see, to Jesus. And we say that, you see, Lord, like Peter, Lord, help me, I'm following. And the Lord brings us up there. Today, we have another message, and I think such an important message. And the message is Transfiguration. The feast, of course, actually of Transfiguration is during the summer months, in the first week of August there. And what does Transfiguration mean? It means change. Change into listening. Our readings today speak of change and the wonder of God's presence. That's very important. God's presence in our lives. However, before any transformation can take place, before any change can take place, you see, it is necessary to spend time listening and being present to the Lord. How do you do that? In silence and in stillness. You know, our lives are very, very busy. We make statements as, there's not enough time in the day. You know, it's true. And here, Jesus is asking us, yes, we must make time for him. But on the other side, my dear brothers and sisters, you know, it's very important that we give into the virtue of listening. We give into the virtue of listening. I think personally, you know, being a good listener can solve many problems in themselves. Yeah. Many problems in themselves. Peter, was not a good listener. He always put his foot in his mouth, all the time. Yeah. He had a big mouth. And instead of listening to Jesus, you know, what he had to say, he felt so good, so comfortable on that mountain. And he said, you know, can we make three tents? One for you, one for Moses, and one for Isaiah. And what did Jesus say? No way, Jose, no way. That's not what it's all about. It's much more than that. We just cannot be comfortable there. We have a lot of work to be done. A lot of work to be done. And at that moment, a cloud overshadowed them, and they heard a voice from the Father. Listen to him. He is my chosen one. My dear brothers and sisters, a practical advice, you know, listening, contemplation, what is that? In practical terms is listening to Jesus in our hearts and Jesus listening to us. Speaking to Jesus and Jesus speaking to us there. Jesus looks on each and every one of us with love. Make no mistake about it. He knows us, you and I, we are called by name. We are called by name. Yeah. And we're always closest to him. And so the application of today's message of listening, like the disciples, it might be a good idea for us this week to have some kind of an exercise. Try and spend time alone with Jesus. And simply allow ourselves to be transformed in the light of his unconditional love. You know, my dear brothers and sisters, yeah. When some years ago we priests met together there, you see, and we were just, you know, shooting the breeze there, you see, yeah. And the general consensus came about, you know, it says, because everyone was saying, my gosh, you see, the Long Island Expressway is like a traffic jam. You know, it's hours and hours and hours there, you see, you know. And one of the people said, you know, one of the priests said, what do I do? He says, I curse them, you know. And someone else says, you know, I bite my tongue. And someone else said, when we're in a traffic jam, I use those few moments listening to Jesus. Listening to Jesus. Try and use that exercise, my dear brothers and sisters. And I think, you see, we will feel much better. You and I know when we open our big mouths, when we curse, we feel bad. When we lose our temper, we feel guilty. You see, when we gossip, you know, there's no end to that. The positive things, my dear brothers and sisters, is listening to Jesus. One might say Peter, James, and John had come down from the mountain. Indeed, they had. Pope Francis, in one of his homilies on the Transfiguration, said, the instructions for the disciples and for us is listen to him. Listen to him. These are the words Pope Francis is echoing, not his words, but the words of the Father towards the Son. And to make it more personal, to make it more intimate, you know, Pope Francis says, listen to Jesus. And so, my dear brothers and sisters, during this time, our second week of Lent, let us see if we can be better listeners. Better listeners, not only to Jesus, but through Jesus, in Jesus, and with Jesus. We be better listeners, you know, to our family, to our friends, to our workplace, and in our parish. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Will you kindly stand, please? I believe.